This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got a big baseball weekend. Hopefully Yankee fans are making the trip up to Boston as the Yankees get set to take on the Boston Red Sox and the Mets open up a three-game series at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. But right now, it's a little after 5 o'clock on a Friday. You get your daily Cinco de Five-O.
Cinco de Five-O with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. We will see if this Cinco is, in fact, lazy. Sunday is Father's Day. And if you haven't gotten your significant other or, you know, dare I say, some of you young children, your fathers, anything, it's all right. I got you covered with the top 5 last-minute gifts that will cost you zero money that a wife or kids could get you. All right? Now, maybe this is very personalized, but I hope I speak for a lot of dads out there. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
How about a pass that says, the next time we go to order dinner, don't tell me, quote, you don't know or care. Just make a damn decision.
Number 4.
Wash my car. Instead of asking me to always wash your car.
That's easy.
Okay, that's why it's number 4. Yeah. Again, these cost $0.
It's so easy to just go to the car wash.
All right, here we go.
Number 3.
Remember when your wife and kids all wanted a dog or dogs, all you dog lovers? Someone else besides dad clean up the dog poop in the backyard for once. Nice, easy gift.
Fact.
Thank you, Teak.
Number 2.
One full weekend without questioning why your dad is taking so long in the bathroom.
Number 1.
One full day of zero questions asked to me, please.
Period.
Period. Mm. Not a single question. One full day. An easy gift.
That's never going to happen.
That's your Cinco de Five-O. Very simple. No, I don't need the golf club.
My
you know
question,
what he did?
What was that?
You know what he did?
It's my
what did
fetish!
He do? He basically just told his wife and kids everything that he wants.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I get a lot of the things you
leave
want.
Leave me alone for an hour. Don't ask me a question for a day. Clean up the dog poop in the backyard.
Yeah. And let me go to the bathroom in peace. I don't need it. Stinks in there. I own the house, too.
I get all those things. The number one thing kind of threw me off a little bit. You remember how a few weeks ago we went to Mets Yankees?
Yeah, I do.
And Jet was there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you were laughing because Jet was so locked in on asking me questions. Like, mm-hmm. It was being fired off at a pace I couldn't even keep up with.
You're right.
And they were random, and they were good, and they were baseball-related, and they were non-bet. They were all over the place. And you looked at me and said, wow, he came prepared. Did you hear that and say, boy, I don't want any questions? Or did you not hear that and say, isn't that what's fun about being a father?
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned this, Evan. It is fun. It is fun. It's draining. I would argue, David Peterson and I threw a complete game. That was probably fun. Those 9 innings are draining. So when I sat there at that game and watched Jet do that, it almost raised my antennas. And I don't know if I tuned out a lot of my kids' questions, but now I'm getting a lot more the last 2 weeks. one nice day where, you know what, hold all questions till Monday. But I think it'd be the best gift in the world.
The other reason why maybe we're just different in this regard, I can never share that sentiment, is I actually have a memory of doing that to my dad.
I do, too. And you know what? I want to apologize to my dad.
But that's where, asking, like, just repeated questions over and over.
Like, everything under the sun.
Yeah.
And that's how I formed my opinion. Same with you.
In 30 seconds, we could get, why does bread have crust? Why are there different types of jelly? Why does the bullpen come into her? Like, it's all over the place. Do aliens exist? Day, just let me shut off the brain.
I don't know. Sometimes it's interesting. Right before we came back, I think it was the first commercial break, and Tiki jumped in because he thought it was interesting. Chet was peppering me questions about the two bombs we dropped in Japan for World War II.
Jeez, see, I definitely don't want those questions.
And then the best part was Tiki tells this great story about a podcast he heard. Right, about the guy who...
An individual who was actually in both of them, in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Wow.
A Mitsubishi employee. And they said because of the gamma rays that come immediately, the light rays, it changed his DNA.
Whoa!
And it happened to him twice. And he died in 2010. He lived to 93 years old.
Now, that is an amazing story. That led to Jet, right before we came back from commercial, peppering me with a billion questions about DNA changes.
Right. What's DNA? My God.
And I'm like, Teague, I love that story. Right. I don't even know how to answer these questions.
Jet aware of the guy surviving the plane crash? Because I'm sure those questions
are coming. But the beauty with DNA is even if it gets damaged, it's because it's a double helix. If you know one side, you know the other, right? It's ATCG, right? So if you know, if the T gets chopped off, you know that it goes with the A that's on the other side, so it can repair itself.
Yeah, see, I don't get that.
Yeah, we all know that. Yeah.
The same thing. Thank you, Sean. It is that time of day. We asked Sal Licata, our dear friend who does middays with BT, if the NL East is over. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's another edition of Hey, Sal Licata. Is the NL East over?
Hey, Sal Licata. Is the NL East over?
You too?
Hey, Sal, is the NL East over?
Get out of here. I'm out of dressing.
One other thing. Why do you hate Pete Alonso?
Because he can't throw the ball. I don't hate him. I like Pete. You don't have an issue with that? He almost got Sega killed.
Yeah, so...
Killed is a little exaggeration. But hurt is definitely on par. Even though I think Senga now, in retrospect, hurt himself.
Because he pulled a hammy before he got over there?
He sprinted so, like, suddenly.
Look.
Off the mound. I think he did it himself.
My problem with Sal and my problem with many people who are emailing me, therico@gmail.com, is not that Pete Alonso didn't screw up yesterday. He did. It's not that Pete Alonso doesn't have an issue throwing to first base. He does. It's the fact that sometimes when there's a high-profile error or mistake, it becomes the definition of the player. And that's not true.
Right.
Pete Alonso mostly has been a good defensive player. And here's what really annoys me. I'll call the guy out because I don't really care. Michael. Michael Meter writes me. And he says...
This is at the Rico B?
Yeah. I'm an avid listener to the Rico NWF fan. But today on the fan at 2:15, you described Pete Alonso having gold glove defense at first base. And then he went off on me and talked about defensive metrics like outs above average and where it ranks Pete Alonso. I'm telling you right now, outs above average and all the metrics they have mean squat. And you know why they mean squat? And I'll say this over and over again until I'm blue in the face. Because again, I'm watching every inning. I don't understand how the metrics say he sucks. I don't get it. I don't understand why Sal thinks he should be a DH. I don't get it. I don't understand why Sean wants to kill him. Like, yes, he has a flaw in his defensive game, but he scoops better than anybody else. He's made a ton of great diving plays to his left, to his right. How many runs does he save doing that? And I question the validity of outs above average. And I don't question your brain because I understand why a play like Senga or a play that's prominent clouds your view on all the other good plays he makes.
Yeah.
But it's clouding your view on the other great plays he makes.
The problem with outs above average, I've seen that stat, but I've never thought about it. Outs above average is calculated, now listen to this, because this tells you how convoluted it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's by comparing a fielder's performance on each play to an average fielder's expected performance. And so you're making an expectation on the average fielder's performance and then comparing, in this case, Pete Alonso's performance to that, even though that's not a real person.
Right.
And so it's creating data.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On top of data.
But the data
doesn't make any sense.
Back up what I'm literally witnessing.
Yeah.
Like, I do not think it's fair to take a handful of plays on his issues thrown at first base and define him as a putrid defensive first baseman. Like, that boggles my mind.
But so it's not putrid, Evan.
But, excuse me?
I don't think anybody's saying he's a putrid defensive.
This is where I'm not actually yelling at you or Sal.
All right, thank you.
Because I understand. I actually get the human nature of, hey, he injured Kodai Senga. He made a big error against the Yankees. It jumps out at me. Because Sal had a great response to me in all seriousness. He's like, Evan, are you not concerned about him making a big throwing error in a big spot? And I said, of course I am. Like, I get that. I'm not disputing the issue he has throwing to first base. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not. What I'm saying is that should not cloud out the rest of his really good defense.
Yeah.
This stat does that. So I'm not yelling at Sean or Sal or anyone else. I'm yelling at the stat.
Yeah.
Having him ranked 25th out of 27 is a bald-faced lie. Like, I don't know how else to say it. That is BS.
Who's worse than him?
I don't even know, and I don't even care to look, because it's like, it's not. How could that be true? Like, I'm watching him every day. Does anyone actually think he's a butcher over there?
No, I don't. Not usually. I think sometimes his decisions are odd, especially his throwing decisions.
He's got something mental going on with those throws to first base.
I don't think he knows what he should do. Because the overhand throw to Senga, the only reason it went so high is because he threw it overhand and it just lost it. But if you throw it underhand, you can throw it, just lob it. It's going to get to where it needs to be. And so I think Senga maybe influenced his decision because he was telling him to put it in front of him, like throw it here. Senga put his glove out there. And then Pete was like, oh, and just, he didn't think about it.
I have a very unrelated question, but it's very important. So there was another email that really got to me that I read this morning that I have to bring up to you because it's I can't stop thinking about it.
Go ahead.
The guy was like, oh, you know, big fan, blah, 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 blah. You do all these AI songs with Tiki. You do these AI songs on The Fan. I mostly like them. Mm. How come you haven't done one yet to have a theme song for Rico Brogna? You don't have a theme song. It's literally like the Meet the Mets song, and then you go. And so he kind of called me out. And so I believe that all weekend long, you and I, the Tiki Evan Productions Company, needs to work together on an AI song for Rico Brogna, the podcast I do. But before we get to work on it, what kind of song should it be? Should it be country? Should it be rap? Should it be rock?
Well, tell me about Rico Brogna.
The podcast or the person?
The person.
Oh, okay. Well, he was a great defensive first baseman.
Right, there we go.
Better than Pete Alonso.
Okay, I got my first line.
He's a left-handed hitter, had a beautiful swing. Unfortunately, a back issue ended his career. He was traded by the Mets to the Phillies for Toby Borland and Ricardo Jordan. Had a good career in Philadelphia, wore the number 26, and I love him.
The Rico Borgagna podcast.
That was bad, Tiki, by the way. Okay, we can work on that.
We're going to work on that?
We have Giancarlo Stanton news.
And all right, so what we know is that Giancarlo Stanton played the two rehab games. We figured he'd be activated for the series in Boston. He is not in the starting lineup. So what is the update now? When will he be activated? What are they telling us?
Giancarlo Stanton is expected to play again for Double-A Somerset on Saturday. Mm. Aaron Boone has said they aren't ruling him out to play in Boston, but that now seems unlikely with a day game on Sunday.
Right.
This is three games, correct?
Yes.
So tonight, tomorrow. So he's not. If he's playing Somerset tomorrow, he's not going to be activated for this Boston series.
No, he's not going to play in this series. No.
And they come back home, obviously, next week for a four-game set.
With the Angels of Anaheim. Mm-hmm. So it's not a setback because he's still playing, so that's good. But that's a little disappointing. Big series against the Red Sox, your arch rival, right, Sean? Isn't that what you claimed?
Yes. The only thing that's making me struggle is I understand it's not a setback, but it feels like from everything we've seen, I haven't sat down and watched the nine innings or whatever in Somerset, he's hit the ball, right? Yeah. So you're not worried about him tracking down fly balls in the outfield. So like, what is the holdup here?
This is one of those cases where when you're rehabbing, there's a lot of guys that need the rehab. To me, Giancarlo Stanton should just hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to play once, twice, three times a week, whatever you want it to be anyway. They're not going to force feed him.
Right.
Why not have him get a few at-bats against Carrick Crochet tonight? Like, I kind of agree with you. Like, let the rehab assignment happen at the major league level.
It's essentially the same thing. Obviously, the pitching is much better, so his likelihood of success is maybe diminished a little bit. But I think at some point he's going to need that. He had no spring training. He obviously hasn't played until recently when he's on his rehab assignment. He's just been hitting down in Tampa. And so at some point, the intensity of being in a regular game is going to matter to him. And so why not just, if he struggles, who cares? Just let him do it where it matters.
Yankees are playing three in Boston. Then they come home. No off days. They don't have an off day till the end of the month. They got four at home against the Angels and three at home against the Orioles.
And fireworks night tomorrow night with Giancarlo Stanton in Somerset. So.
Oh, really?
So if you want to have the summer seat, get one extra Giancarlo and the fireworks.
That's a good ticket. You
what time
go.
Is that game?
7:05.
That's a good night out. It's a little Saturday night watching Giancarlo Stanton and some fireworks. Let's go to Ken and Howard Beach. Hey, Ken.
Yeah, hello?
Hey.
I want to talk to Sean a minute. Yeah, what if Freed gets hurt, who's going to take his place in a rotation?
If Freed gets hurt, who's going to, I guess Luis Gil. I mean, what are we? This is the argument that we've gotten to.
Well, no. He didn't phrase it eloquently, but I think his point is the Mets are equipped to deal with an injury like that. They just lost their ace in Kodai Senga, and it's kind of like ho hum, no big deal.
Right.
Here comes Sean Manaea, and look at the rest of the rotation. Well, and it backs up a point I made much earlier in the show, which is the Mets just have more pitching depth than the Yankees.
Okay, so I hear this argument, and I agree to an extent, but this would be the point: the Mets, for as good as the pitching depth is, don't have a Max Fried. Now, you want to put Kodai Senga there?
Yeah, a better ERA this year than Max Fried.
Okay. Okay. The Yankees have a true ace. The Mets have a collection of solid starters. I would not have confidence in a non-Max Fried team in the postseason to get through and win a World Series, but that's also still, to me, I'm sorry, my biggest question in the Mets ultimately winning the whole thing is, for as good as their pitching depth is, there is not a single pitcher they have that takes them out in an October game where another team's going, oh my God, we're screwed tonight, the way you would with Max Fried.
Well, if Senga comes back, he does, but...
Okay.
He hasn't done enough for you? I mean, look at his career.
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet.
I mean, look at his career stats. I know he's missed time.
Can he stay healthy?
No, I think that's a fair question about Senga, is staying healthy, but you look at his stats his rookie season, you look at what he's done this season, I mean, his numbers are absolutely marvelous. The question around Kodai is staying healthy,
right.
No doubt. Sal and Congress. Hey, Sal.
You gotta be kidding me. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Evan, Tiki, Sean, what's going on, boys?
All's good.
What's up?
This is going to hurt my point, but I called you about an hour ago, and I'm in the shower now.
So nice. A shower. Are you done with the shower, or are you about to have the water fall on you? Where are we in the shower?
I'm soaking wet. I just shut it off so I could hear you guys and you could hear me.
Nice. I'm getting moist.
That's loyal right there. Right now, did you clean everything? You got in there? You did everything you need to do?
Not yet. I'm going to continue once you hang up with me. But we're going out to dinner. My wife is yelling at me that I got to get in the shower. So
Hold on, honey. I'm going to get on the air in a second.
I thought so anyway.
Right.
Anyway, my phone call, Evan, was for you.
Yeah.
You were talking about getting an electric car. I'm an electrician. I was saying I'll come wire your car charger for you in the garage.
Yep.
If you decide to do it.
You absolutely need to have that.
I promise I'll have clothes on when I come do it.
Thank you, Sal. I appreciate the offer. My concern about an electric car is I love to make long road trips.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are there going to be charging stations
everywhere.
All over the place?
They are everywhere.
Okay.
Absolutely everywhere. And now most cars, because Elon Musk had to open up his Tesla chargers to all electric cars, you get an adapter. And so you can charge at these massive kilowatt hour electric charging stations now.
Oh, very cool.
They're everywhere.
I had many years ago a hybrid, okay? Mm. And what I loved about the hybrid was that I filled up my gas once a month. And it was great. Like, avoiding gas stations is a dream.
Right. I haven't been to one in years.
Look at you. I mean, you've conquered it all. The reason I gave up on it is, A, it just wasn't the greatest car in the world. And then, B, when I went to go get another hybrid, the prices were nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like they priced me out of getting a hybrid.
Right.
But I actually like the fact that I avoided gas stations a month at a time.
Well, every manufacturer has hybrids now. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Let's go to Mark in Southern California. What's up, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this evening for you guys? I'll get to the point. Let's talk rules first. Evan, I'm going to save the best for last with you because you're my Met brother.
All right.
The thing about Leon Rose, everybody wants him. I mean, all these news outlets, he got to talk. He got to talk. He will talk. We will get a coach. It ain't going to be it. The problem is everybody wants it on their timeline. That's less mm-hmm. like me asking all three of you in there for $5,000 apiece. And I'm going to, next question to you is, when can I expect it? You know, so you got to wait. You got to wait. Now, Evan,
yes.
The other thing, you shouldn't talk about the Knicks. I love you, man. But you, when you talk about the Knicks, it's like you going in the studio. You done slapped Sean upside the head in front of the cameras, in front of everybody. And you sit there and smile and say, I ain't do nothing. It's just a look on your face.
And Mark, you were right. You were dead on, man.
But here's what's funny.
It has me cracking up.
I agree with you and you agree with me about the way Knicks fans have reacted to the coaching search. Which is people just don't like the terms of it. They want it on their terms.
Yeah. By the way,
so as much as I hate him, I call it like it is.
I also don't think Leon Rose is going to say Jack.
No, he never has.
I don't think he's going to, even after they hire the head coach. I don't think he's saying anything.
The Knicks have made this very clear for a decade now. They're not going to speak to the media. And most of the time, Knicks fans do not care. It is really like a media creation. We care, you know? Media people are like, oh my God, can you believe they don't talk to the media? Most Knicks fans do not care. They only care now because they do want clarity on what the hell's going on.
Yes.
Now,
they're impatient because it feels like there's not a high sense of urgency for this.
Well,
but I think we've talked about this over the last couple of days enough to talk out that it doesn't matter if the coach is there when free agency starts.
It doesn't.
Because they're going to put the best team together that they can and hire the coach that fits whatever team they have put together.
They are in a great spot. They are going to pick the coach based on the roster, not the roster based on the coach. That's number one. And number two, they're the only team looking for a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the Kings right now.
Right.
They're looking around saying, all right, all of these candidates, and I went over this yesterday, the available candidates with resumes of getting to an NBA Finals is kind of unprecedented. I mean, four of the last nine head coaches who got their team to the NBA Finals are unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
They're available. The Knicks could hire them tomorrow.
Right.
So there is a good list of available candidates, and the Knicks do not have to rush. So they are in a really good spot. Now, the next few days are going to get very interesting. Sham Sharnia reported earlier today that his belief is Kevin Durant may get traded in the next couple of days. Wow. I do not think it'll be to the New York Knicks. That certainly has come out here in New York. Stephon Bondi had that report first. They just don't seem to be interested.
Back to the Nets.
No, but the Nets may be involved only because the Nets are the only team in basketball with cap space.
Right. I was joking. I think, what did I say yesterday? Houston?
No, you said San Antonio.
San Antonio.
No. Me and Tommy said San Antonio. He said Houston.
Correct. Okay. And I sided with you right. In Houston. We're going to probably be right about that.
Right.
That's my. I feel good that Durant ends up back in Houston. The other basketball note is that Brian Windhorst is now saying, and it's kind of felt this way the last few days, that Giannis is not asking for a trade. So the idea that Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to be on the market and it's going to be the summer of Giannis, at least for now, is not the case. And I agree with Giannis. I would not ask out. A, the Eastern Conference stinks.
Right.
Stinks may be too strong, but it's open.
It's open, right. It's available.
And B, your legacy. If you stay in Milwaukee and never win another damn thing, they're still building you a statue. Once you start jumping city to city, the pressure of winning is immense.
Yeah, and you go somewhere being the guy who's going to take that team to the next level or a championship, and when you don't do that, you're viewed as a failure.
Absolutely.
And that's not fair.
If Giannis Antetokounmpo was traded to the New York Knicks and you guys never won a championship, you'd not be thrilled with him.
Right.
Different than Jalen Brunson, who helped turn everything around. But Giannis would be treated very differently. So we'll see if that turns out to be true. But the NBA Finals are awesome. We're in the middle of it. There's a game tonight that I think is going to determine who wins the NBA title. Indiana goes up 3-1. It's probably over. If the Thunder win, I think they'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the offseason seems so damn appealing. I can't wait. Yankees, Red Sox, Part 2. After Boston won 2 out of 3, scoring a ton of runs at Yankee Stadium, the Yankees will see Garrett Crochet tonight at Fenway Park. No Giancarlo Stanton. He has not been activated. He will play another rehab game on Saturday. Looking at this Yankee lineup, Goldie is leading off, which he does against lefties. Ben Rice getting the start at DH against the lefty. The great Aaron Judge batting third. Cody Bellinger cleanup. Volpe 5. Dominguez in left. LeMahieu at second. Austin Wells behind the plate. And Oswald Peraza at third base. So still no Jazz Chisholm, who left back-to-back games with different injuries, was not available in yesterday's game.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's available today, but we know he's not the starting lineup against Garrett Crochet. But looking at this Yankee lineup, there is one particular person I'd like to put in the window seat. And I do remind you, you can save up to $500 on windows and doors with Windorama, your local home team. Visit savewithrama.com today. There is someone in this lineup. Because no one has faced Garrett Crochet a lot. Garrett Crochet was a reliever for a few years. He missed time. He's a converted starter from a year ago. So no one's got like a ton of at-bats against Crochet. But there is one guy in this Yankee lineup who has seen him 5 times and is 4 for 5. And that kind of jumps out at you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 4 for 5 is a little like, whoa, okay. Maybe something's going on here.
Goldie?
It's a good guess. You think it's Paul Goldschmidt?
Mm-hmm.
You want to guess, Sean, who in this Yankee lineup is 4 for 5 in their career against Garrett Crochet, hence while I'm putting them in the window seat today. Go to savewithrama.com.
It's just weird because they faced them a week ago.
This person was 2 for 3 against Crochet a week ago. His other hits occurred in a past lifetime that you're not familiar with.
That I'm not familiar with.
Well, because it didn't happen while he was on the Yankees and Crochet was not on the Red Sox.
That was a hint. Okay, I'm going to go Trent Grisham.
Trent Grisham is not in the starting lineup, so it'd be odd for me to put him in the window seat.
DJ LeMahieu.
DJ LeMahieu, incorrect. Mm. The answer, and it is surprising because you wouldn't think of a lefty, but it is Cody Bellinger.
Wow.
Cody Bellinger, 4 for 5 in his career against Garrett Crochet.
Interesting.
So let's see if he gets the job done today. Now, contractors, get what you need to get the job done. Visit windorama.com right now. Let's go to Jim in New Hyde Park. How are you, Jim?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All's good.
Long time listener.
Thank you, man.
I just wanted to get into the Met-Yankee debate. I'm a Queens boy that was a Yankee fan since the 60s. I think the Yankees have 10 starters. They just rotate some of those lefty hitters, and their best defense, obviously, is when the Martian is shitting down. So that also makes their bench stronger because they have 2 guys on the bench every night that no one's accounting for. And this is another thing. The Dodgers played 37 teams under 500.
Mm-hmm.
and the Mets and Phillies 34. Yankees 24.
All right. I mean, I don't know what to take out of that other than I completely disagree with you about the Yankee bench and the Yankee pitching, if that's who you were talking about. I thought you were talking about the Mets. Because the Mets have 10 pitchers.
Yeah.
The Yankees don't.
I think
he
was talking about position players.
Well, okay, let's go position players. I mean, Oswald Peraza's making the start today. He's hitting 167.
Yeah.
You know, Yorbit Vivas, when he was here, hit 156.
Yeah, the problem is the back end of that lineup is just not inspiring.
Well, I think his assessment of the Yankee bench and depth of their rotation is completely ass backwards. I don't agree with that assessment at all. Yeah. I don't think they have depth. Well, I think that's one of the things Brian Cashman probably addresses at the trade deadline.
I'm going to have to defend DJ LeMahieu. He is right in the 10-player thing because it talks about what we were going to have to juggle. They have been alternating between the Grisham, Bellinger, Dominguez thing. And if Jazz is in the lineup and so is DJ LeMahieu, they do have one extra piece on that bench. Now, I would like more depth, but for him to say they have 10 starters, he is right about that.
No, I get that. I guess what I have an issue with is when I think of the benches of the New York Mets and the New York Yankees, you look at a night like tonight, Brett Beatty is not playing tonight. Obviously, the Met backup catcher, Luis Torrens, has been wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Mets have, I think, a bench that you look at and say, that's a pretty good bench. The Yankee bench features two guys in Oswald Peraza when he's not playing and Pablo Reyes when he's not playing, who I don't know if they're major leaguers.
Yeah. Well, one of those guys is about to be gone probably by Monday.
About to be, but as of right now, they're not.
But when Stanton comes back, I think that's when you can probably say that. But the challenge is always going to be, or not even the challenge, but the question is, what if these guys actually did play regularly and every day? Would they develop more into what as young prospects?
I tell you, man,
would they become the players that we think they could have
they've been? They've tried that with Oswald Peraza. And I was a believer in Oswald Peraza. He's gotten a lot of playing time. He's at 167. He's at a 550 OPS. There comes a point where you let a guy play, and they've let Peraza play. You want to tell me it's not every day?
They played him enough. This is really the first year that we've seen him consistently.
I get it, and he's failing. I mean, how many opportunities do you get? And that's
Brett Beatty keeps getting opportunities.
But you know what's giving him those opportunities? Kind of like Peraza playing tonight? Circumstances.
Yeah.
Like, if guys get hurt in front of you, if you get breaks in front of you, you'll continue to get opportunities. Now, the problem with Brett Beatty, just to loop it back to him, is he's not playing tonight against a right-hander in Taj Bradley. You want to know why he's not playing tonight? Because he hasn't hit them 3 weeks.
Right.
He's cooled off. So for all the opportunities Brett continues to get, he's got to perform. Otherwise, it'll be your last opportunity. And Beatty has gotten lucky because Vientos got hurt and things happen. Oswald Peraza continues to get lucky, but he's hitting 155.
Right. And that you go back, that Cabrera injury ends up being a big deal, and that's why we've seen a ton of them.
No doubt. Mm. No doubt about it. Let's go to... that's interesting. Oh, there's so many options. I don't know if I want to go pro Mets or pro Yankees. I'm trying to be fair about this. All right, let's go to someone who believes in the Mets. Alex in New Jersey. Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's going on?
All's good.
Oops, I said my bad.
Oh, that's all good.
Once again, you prove why you are a Giants legend and someone that can be trusted to make important decisions like the one that you made today. I am glad that you started to turn around on Juan Soto and the Mets, right? Because you had your back on them. And you're watching what an elite team looks like.
My back wasn't on them, Alex, real quickly. Here's the reality. When Juan Soto was struggling, it was an interesting story. Now that Juan Soto is raking, it's also an interesting story.
That's
my interest in Juan Soto.
Not only is Juan Soto raking, and this is the part that annoys Sean Morash, it's not that he's annoyed Soto's raking. I don't think Yankee fans are annoyed that Juan Soto's playing well. Mm-hmm. They know he's a great player. Like, no one's surprised by that.
It was inevitable. You knew it was going to happen.
1,000%. Here's what they're annoyed about. They're annoyed that he's smiling. Mm. They're annoyed that the fake story that was put out there of, he regrets it. He wants to be a Yankee.
He's not happy there.
He hates the Mets. They don't like that story has gotten blown up. Juan Soto didn't look happy is because he wasn't performing.
Wait. You think that, honestly, any Yankee fan's annoyed that he has started to smile less?
I think it annoys you.
It's an argument that they can no longer make.
But here's the thing. Nobody's annoyed because we don't care. It was funny when he wasn't because it was undeniable that he wasn't. We never expected him not to smile for 15 years. He's had to come to grips with his choice. Now he's choosing to smile. Nobody's annoyed by that. We don't want to feel guilty.
I just think he's not that. I'm a, I don't know, 20, how old is he, 6-year-old? he's not in that I'm a 26-year-old playing a teenager's game.
Yep.
And there's so many baseball players that are that way sometimes. Right? They just get giddy like they're kids.
I think
and Juan Soto has none of that in his DNA.
I think it's as simple, and you tell me if this would annoy you from a teammate. Maybe it would. I don't know, and this is where you could critique Juan. I think his body language is not around how the team is playing, but how he's playing.
Right.
And I think that the negative body language or the lack of the Soto shuffle. Look, the Mets were winning. The Mets have been winning all year. They've been remarkably consistent in the kind of season they've had. His look or a lack of shuffle, I always thought was just about him not feeling right at the plate.
Yeah.
And I understand the criticism. This is actually a fair one from Met fans who could say, hey, buddy, the team's been awesome. Who cares how you're performing? You should be happy either way.
Right.
Now, would that annoy you?
Yeah, I mean, because I think he's, for the first time, being put in a position to be the highest paid but also be the man. And that's just sometimes hard to deal with. And I think he's more disappointed, or he was, because it's not happening anymore, obviously. I think he was more disappointed in himself than anti-Mets because they're having success and it's not including me. He's just disappointed. You can be disappointed in yourself, and you express it in different ways.
One thing about Juan Soto that I love and I'm concerned about at the same time. Oh, you like that, Sean. You like when I'm concerned.
Let's hear it.
Juan Soto loves to pose. He's a huge poser. He hits a ball, he stares.
Yeah.
Now, I admit, I was so bad offensively as a baseball player as a kid. I really was. I was a good defender. Like, I could defend. I could not hit. Still can't hit. That's why it's so tough teaching my sons. I'm like, I'm not going to teach you how to hit. What the hell do I know?
I don't know what to tell you.
Anytime I would make good contact, which would be so rare, I would pose. I'd be so excited. Like, let me give you an example. Is that bat around here, or did we lose it?
No.
We used to have a WFAN baseball.
I think someone took it.
Someone took it. All right. So I'm going to do my lefty batting stance, my Ken Griffey Jr. I'm at the plate, okay? And I take a big swing, and I make contact. I would stand just like this. Describe it, Sean.
You're staring.
Jet. Thank you, Jet.
Jet's found the bat.
Jet found me the bat, and I'm going to do it with a bat. Can you do like a Dave Sims audio?
Yeah. All right. Hey now, Evan Roberts at the plate. In his Ken Griffey Jr. stance, the pitch comes in, he swings, and he stares at it as it's popped up to short. Hey now.
That sounded good off the bat.
So I would be a starer too, but Juan stares like any time he hits one relatively deep to the outfield.
Yeah.
And so the other night he stared, it was a home run, no harm, no foul. It's all great. Like, it's awesome. It's a big pimping. Mm-hmm. You love it. The other night, three nights ago, hit one left center field, same thing. But it barely got out. And so what scares me about the ones that barely get out is there's going to be a big moment this season. Save this audio. In which he's going to do that. We're all going to be pumped up like, we're about to win! And it's going to be caught like 5 feet in front of the wall. And we're going to end up...
Or it's
going to
hit the big... That happened to the Red Sox,
the Green
right?
Monster.
Hit the Green Monster and it was a single.
I don't think it's going to be like he's thrown out at second situation. I don't think it's that. I think it's going to be he's teasing us into thinking he hit one 400 feet and it's a home run.
Yeah.
And it's a fly out to right field. It's like the opposite of Hansel Robles pointing to the sky that he thinks it's a pop-up. Meanwhile, it went 500 feet. So that's my fear around Juan Soto.
So just to clarify, you, Evan Roberts, believe Juan Soto is a big poser.
See?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That is so out of context.
Evan, did you say Juan Soto is a poser?
I said he likes to pose.
Did you basically agree with your statement?
Yeah. Did you say the words, he's a poser?
I definitely said the words, Juan Soto is a poser, yes.
Thank you. That's all I need.
What does that even mean, though? Like, honestly, like, if you do take that out of context and you have the audio of it, so, like, what does that mean? What am I saying?
This generation has no idea.
Yeah. Is that true? It's not big with the young?
No.
No, that was a term like when I was in high school, but I still don't even know all these years later what that actually means. So what am I saying about Juan Soto?
It means you're fake. Like, you're just, I don't know, you're not real.
You're putting up a front. Like, that's who you are is not who you say you are. So when he's smiling, Evan, he's being a poser.
You think that's really that bad?
Well, that's what you said, not me. You're the one who called him a poser.
You're proud of that.
I love taking audio out of context, though. So I can't even get mad at you for, like, taking it out of context, because I got a whole file on my phone of our fellow coworkers saying things that they didn't actually say, but out of context, it's hilarious. What was the one I had? I think it was about, was it Giannotti out of context, or maybe it was Brandon? I can't remember. I'm going to edit this weekend, and you'll hear it randomly. Just out of nowhere, you'll hear something.
Talk dirty to me, Tiki.
That wasn't out of context. I wanted him to talk dirty to me. Robin Greenlawn. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. Ev, you know, look, I know we got a real long way to go, and I know it's a marathon, but it's looking like we might have this division wrapped up by early August, and maybe the number one seed wrapped up by September, mid-September. Can we start to think about, because right now, I have no idea who our one would be, who our two would be in a postseason battle. Like, I feel like we don't really have an ace, and in turn, should we go out and get one? I mean, should we go out and get maybe Valdez or one of these guys who are available?
Well, okay, you said a few
or
things.
Jacob
there.
DeGrom.
Stop it!
It's going to be Kodai Senga. He has a hamstring strain. He's going to be back, and he's going to be perfectly fine. Your ace is Kodai Senga.
So, first of all, the Mets having the division wrapped up, that is not true.
Or it might be David Peterson.
I love how you're doing the battle in your head. And the battle in your head is a real battle, but it's so irrelevant to think about it on June 13th. And you want to know why? I'll tell you exactly why.
Because it's Friday and it's bad luck?
Oh, that's true. It is Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th?
It's that card is subject to change. Like, right now, who is the ace of the Mets? We can play that. Who do you trust the most in the Met rotation? It's a fun game. I'll give it to you. That's cool. But when we get to October, I promise you, the list is going to be different. Guys are going to be hurt. Guys are going to pitch better. Guys are going to pitch worse. Like, as of right now, David Peterson has pitched like an ace if you go back the last 34 starts. When Kodai Senga pitches, which right now he's not because he's hurt, he's pitched like an ace.
Right.
I don't think that the Mets need to go out aggressively looking for starting pitching because they don't, quote-unquote, have an ace. Right now, they're equipped with depth when it comes to starting pitching. So I don't think it's something that you should ignore, nor is it something you have to be overly aggressive about.
Right, and I think the Dodgers were a perfect case study for not necessarily needing elite pitching. Like, they had it on their roster, but they got injured as the season went on. This is a season ago. And they did it with bullpenning.
You're right. Friday the 13th is a very scary day in my sports fandom. Friday, May 13th, not June 13th, May 13th, 1994. Boy, that's right up Sean's alley.
It's my birthday.
Is it really?
May 13th, yeah.
Yeah.
May 13th, 1994. How old did you turn?
Seven.
You turned seven. Well, on that day, Friday, May 13th, 1994, not only did the Knicks lose to the Chicago Bulls in the Eastern Conference semifinals, but I went to a Met game that night. It was a Friday night Met game. The New York Mets took on the Atlanta Braves, and I will never forget this night. Mets lost 7-2. Who cares, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't matter. Two guys got in a fist fight. They were drunk, and they were fat. And they fell on a 10-year-old Evan Roberts.
Oh, jeez. No.
I got stretchered out of Shea Stadium that evening.
Were you okay?
Well, I had a very sore back. It's probably where my back problems really began because I got bent forward like a pretzel. But here's what annoys me to this day. So I got stretchered out. I always had consciousness. Like, I didn't lose consciousness, but I was definitely beat up by these two guys falling on top of me. I get stretchered out. I remember getting cheered, and I'm like waving like I'm some kind of celebrity.
And I'm fine. I'm fine. I'll be back next week.
I'll be back. And I did. I showed up the next day. Saturday, May 14th, I was there. But I'll never forget is the Mets found out about this little kid getting fallen on by all these drunk people. And they gave me a baseball that they claimed was a home run hit by Bobby Bonilla. Bobby Bonilla didn't hit a home run in that game. He went 0-for-4. So I always felt the Mets gave me a baseball based on a lie. Based on a giant lie.
The Mets lied to a kid, huh?
Unless they're going to tell me, well, he hit the home run a week earlier. And if he did, how'd they get the baseball?
Or he hit it in batting practice.
Was that what you think it was?
I don't know. It could be anything.
Either way, whenever I think of Friday the 13th, many think of the movie, many think of bad luck, good luck, whatever they think of. I think of two fat drunk guys falling on me at a Met game. Fat. So, no drinking tonight. I'm bringing my son to the game. I'm going to protect him at all costs.
No drinking tonight. You got to pay Soto $800 million, dude.
What'd you say, Jet? I want people to fall. No, you don't. Did you just say you want people to fall on you?
No, you don't.
No, you don't, Jet. Trust me. It's not a good experience.
Mets suck.
Do you want ice cream tonight, pal?
Yeah.
Do you want chicken fingers tonight?
Yeah.
Are you saying yes to both?
Yes.
As long as you don't you have to try and see if he wants Italian ices tonight? See if they've righted the wrong?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to speak, the microphone's right over here. Come on.
You got
over,
one
pal.
Right in front of you.
That's true. I don't know how to turn it on. What else do you want at the game tonight?
No, I was just going to say, like, I do want people to follow me, so I'm like a celebrity, like you said.
You don't want to become a celebrity like that.
You don't want to go viral that way.
No.
And you want people to fall on you for the lawsuit, not the fame.
You're thinking about it wrong. Do you want Italian ices tonight or ice cream?
Ice cream.
What kind of flavor do you want?
Vanilla.
What kind of food? You want chicken fingers?
Yeah.
Do you want hot dogs?
No.
Are you going to score the game tonight?
Yes.
Wow, you really are? Okay.
Where's your book?
His book is with... Actually, where is his book? Oh, I have it in my bag. I have it all ready to go. You think we're going to win tonight?
Yeah.
Do you know they've won six in a row?
Actually, I think they're going to lose because Friday is so team.
You think so? They're also due to lose. They've won six in a row. They're going to lose eventually.
Well, maybe they'll win so the Yankee fans are happy.
That's true. We would make Yankee fans happy. You don't want to know why, Sean? The Rays are in the American League East.
I'm aware. They're also in our stadium.
That's true. Which jersey do you want to wear tonight? You've got Edwin Diaz, Juan Soto, and...
Lindor?
What's the other one? Oh, Rico Bronya. Those are the three. Which one do you want to wear?
Edwin Diaz.
Edwin Diaz? All right, cool. There's my son, Jed. He's very excited to go to the game tonight.
So Friday the 13th, Evan has praised Clay Holmes, who's starting all day long, and he's wearing the Edwin Diaz jersey after that, you know, dance with Destiny yesterday. Well, I could tell you how this game
is. Does he have a Lindor jersey?
His brother does. He does not have a Lindor jersey. He's got Soto, Diaz, Rico. There's somebody else I'm trying to remember.
No Alonso?
He had one and grew out of it. Huh. That's the problem with these kids. They get so big so quick, they grow out of these freaking jerseys. He's got the Grom, but, you know, we put that one away.
You had Michael Rubin in earlier in the week. Hey, you should have told him, hook you up.
Is that how you think I work? You think I operate by asking for free jerseys?
If you learned anything from Craig.
I did not learn that from Craig. I should have.
Why don't you just send a box over? Whole team would be good.
Well, I can learn something from Loogie. Can you give me some free tickets? I'll sit over here for nothing.
Thank you, SNY, for joining us as always. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you next week. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Speaking of Tri-State Cadillac, we are bringing our show to the Cadillac Club. We are returning there in just a couple of weeks before Mets Braves on a Thursday night. June 26th is the exact date. That's the day after the NBA draft, which I am pumped up for. Are you pumped for the NBA draft, Sean?
I'm only pumped if the Nets do what they need to do.
Which is what?
Somehow make their way up to at least three.
So would you... Nets clock? I don't know. Tiki brought up the Nets, so I don't think we put the Nets clock on.
It's exempt this time.
Because it's like a real discussion point?
Yes.
You are willing to take on the Paul George contract, which is not good. He's got 3 years left, making a ton of money. The corpse of Paul George, as I like to say, to move up to three? Like, you'd go Cam Johnson and one of our first-round picks for the corpse of Paul George to get to number three?
Yeah. You need a guard.
I don't think Dylan Harper's going to be available. I have him going number two to San Antonio.
He's going to end up falling to ace.
The Nets still in the league.
There isn't another point guard. Fears.
Jeremiah Fears.
I don't know anything about Jeremiah Fears.
Jeremiah Fears could be there at eight.
I think you got to take one of the big three guys in the draft, regardless of position.
No, I kind of agree with you right now. Like, I am willing. The Nets are the only team in the league with cap space. And so their name is actually going to be mentioned a lot in the next couple of weeks as far as facilitating a three-team trade or possibly using the cap space to move up or just using the cap space to acquire draft picks. Like, a lot of names have been attached. By the way, a lot of former Knicks names are attached as a bad contract the Nets would take on, like R.J. Barrett and Kristaps Porzingis. But I agree with you. I want to move up at all costs because I want that better shot at a young generational talent. I also think they got to get Cam Thomas done. They got Cam Thomas done on a deal, and this is his make or break year. Because I know they probably were extra cautious last year. The guy played 25 games. But in those games, you see the potential stardom.
Right.
So it's a make or break year for Cam Thomas. I'm going to take you to a bunch of Net games this year, Teague.
Can't wait.
We've re-upped.
I re-upped, yes.
Okay.
Who was their point guard last year? I'm trying to think. I'm looking.
Well, we had Dennis Schroeder until we sold his ass off.
No. I'm talking about the Spurs. I'm thinking of the deals, the potential deal. Oh, no, God. It was Chris Paul.
Look at him. Tiki's getting involved in the weeds on how the Nets.
They're taking Dylan Harper.
Tiki, you do not want to spend your
money. No, they're taking Dylan Harper.
No, they are.
They have to.
I can't believe you question if I re-upped with the Brooklyn Nets. Why would I ever not re-up with the Brooklyn Nets? Because they tried to raise my ticket prices?
Yeah, I mean,
And then, guess what happened? The Nets realized they ain't raising my ticket prices. They can't be raising anybody's ticket prices.
Well, good to have you back, Evan. I look forward to getting out there on Wednesday night in November when nobody else will with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.